Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Mike Stewart is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, one of our top salesmanship experts. He says relationships are the key. People do business with people they like and trust. You know, Mike, one of the things that, by the way, folks, Mike has a great new ebook out. Mike, it's at his website, StewartSalesDynamics.com. $7.97 is the price. Mike, tell us the title of the book again, please.
Supercharge Your Persuasion Power.
Supercharge, all right. So
check
that out.
Supercharge, communication skills that boost your ability to influence others.
Now, let's talk about this thing called trust. I believe, Mike, that trust in the marketplace is not just the right thing to do. You know, your mom and your dad always said, you know, you should tell the truth, be trustworthy, blah, blah, blah. I think it's the right thing to do, but business owners that you do business with, for them, maybe even without realizing it, it's a best practice. Because Mike, if I can trust you, it saves me time, so I don't have to go shopping around doing due diligence on other vendors. If I can
trust you, I've already
solved that problem. Let's just do business.
That's right.
Let's don't talk about it. I'm not going to worry about it. I know I can count on you. It's a best practice. And that's golden, isn't it?
It absolutely is. Do you remember when you were a kid playing football and it was the do right rule? The coach talked to you about the do right rule.
Yeah.
That's the only rule we have, the do right rule.
Yeah.
And that's still good today. That still makes that's very important today. You know,
and that kind of thing, when you're trying to break into something, you know, we're still trying to get in the door with folks, Mike. And when you're trying to get in the door with people, that kind of behavior, that sort of selfless, how can I help you first kind of
That's
behavior,
right.
isn't that what makes people give you a little more time? Maybe, you know, maybe the first time that you call on them, they say, well, you know, look, I'm just really too busy. Okay, I understand. I don't want to be in your way, but you know, I would like to come back and talk. I mean, whatever you can do to make them believe that you're most important thing to you is
for them
to be happy, for them to be served. That goes a long way, doesn't it?
That's exactly right. You know, selling is not about us, pardon me, and our products. Selling is about our customers and their problems.
Mm-hmm. And opportunities.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Opportunities to help them solve their problems.
Mm-hmm.
And let me say this before we get off. We were talking about how to get those appointments. The best way is to get somebody else to make the appointment for you.
Ah, who would do that?
And that's through referrals.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing somebody who's done business with that person, or if you're doing business with somebody, and they can refer you, what I ask them to do is to send an email to a prospect that I'm interested in and recommended me with a copy to me,
mm-hmm.
and then that's my key to contact that person.
Mm-hmm.
And now if somebody who's just getting started, you may think it takes a while, but if they're just getting started, they're calling on customers all the time. And if they're pleasing those customers and they're putting them first, then they can begin asking for referrals immediately. They
mm-hmm.
don't have to wait 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know, we've been working together, what, 3 months, 4 months? You think I'm doing a good job? Good. Who else do you know that I might be able to help?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tell me about it. Good. Would you mind just dropping him an email telling him what you just told me and copy me, and I would appreciate it. I can't tell you how much.
Mm-hmm.
And there people are all over.
Or how about this? Sometimes,
like
sometimes my people might say, well, you know, I'm busy. I'm, or they'll even say, yeah, I'll do the email, but then they won't. But is it okay to say, you know, John, thank you for that compliment. I appreciate you saying how happy you are with how we've been doing business. You mentioned so-and-so to me. Would it be okay if I told them that you mentioned them to me? Could I use your name in an introduction to them?
Sure. You know, and they'll say, sure.
And they'll say, sure, then you can do it.
That's great. And that's a secondary, you know, that's a backup
yeah.
plan.
Yeah.
But I like them to do the introduction.
If they will.
If they will. And if they won't, you know, you don't want to alienate.
And sometimes they won't, and if they don't, it won't be because they don't like you. It's just because they're busy.
Yeah. And it may be that they have some reticence about referring anybody.
Right.
Or it may be that they consider that person a competitor.
Right, right.
And that's why you do what you said, and that is you ask them, would it be okay if I used your name mm-hmm. when I call on him?
Referrals, folks, the bottom line is referrals are golden.
And
trust is platinum, right? Right, Mike?
Yes, it is.
Give us that website again, Mike.
It is StewartSalesDynamics.com, StewartSalesDynamics, SalesDynamics, all one word, .com.
And check out his new ebook there, folks. You'll like it. Hey, Stu, Mike, thanks for being here. We'll see you next time.
Thanks
quick,
a million.
Quick break. You. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blessing. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.